In November of 2023, the Swell Pod took a 10-day journey across 5 states, traveling 3,580 miles with one challenge in mind.
And that challenge was to interview 100 pleasantly rebellious humans to uncover deep truths about what it takes to create something that has never existed before, challenge the status quo, maybe even change the world.
This is the Kiln Road Trip, created and produced by The Swell Pod.
In partnership with Kiln, Moterra Camper Vans, and sponsored by Taurus.
I'm Spencer McEwen.
And I'm Josh Taylor, and together we're the co-hosts of The Swell Pod and your guides on the Kiln Road Trip. Follow along on the journey.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, follow The Swell Pod on social media, and subscribe to your YouTube channel at, you guessed it, The Swell Pod.
This is interview 24 of the Kiln Road Trip, and today we are at Kiln Lehigh talking with Scott Porter. Scott is the founder, CEO, and chief churro chef at San Diablo Churros. He's also the founder and brand experience expert and taco whisperer at Vitamin T. San Diablo Churros is the global churro authority and America's first gourmet fresh-filled churros at company events, weddings, parties, and wherever the churro craving hits. You can also get at-home churro kits and take-and-bake churros for on-demand churro fixes. Vitamin T is the essentials for brand transformation. There you can find brand experience, expert insights, consulting, and a once-in-a-lifetime executive taco tour mastermind retreat. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy.
I'm Scott Porter, and I'm obsessed with Mexican food. All my life revolves around Mexican food. So I have a gourmet churro business, San Diablo Churros. And then I also am obsessed with tacos, and I take executives and CEOs on taco tour masterminds to Mexico City.
It's amazing. And
do brand experience consulting. The whole point of that is like this infusion of brand experience consulting. Yeah. So helping people level up, elevate, and humanize their brand experiences.
Yeah.
So when speaking our language,
that's
now.
Amazing. Yeah. So I'm probably going to dive way too deep into this. Going to Mexico, is it brand consulting going to Mexico as well,
and Mexico
kind of
City.
Demonstrating the brand, like this brand experience, and kind of
yeah. What I've found, so that element of my life is called Vitamin T. So the T is for tacos and transformation. Need a lot more of all of us, right?
More tacos always, yeah.
And so I've found that there's this beautiful, unexpected masterclass in the taco experience.
Hmm.
And that's on wild display in Mexico City, in like from the street to the, you know, number 5 best restaurant in the world. And you look a little bit confused. How can I help? and the whole point is like, let's learn from these masters at creating a humanized brand experience. And what we find is that no matter whether you're eating a taco on, you know, from the señoritas that have been doing it for like 40 years on this street corner or these amazing gourmet restaurants, you can still feel connected, feel special, feel like this is an interaction and not just a transaction. And so then we look at, well, gosh, how do I implement that in my SaaS business? How do I implement that in my churro business? How do I implement that in whatever I'm involved in, whatever area of influence I have? So how to level up and humanize your brand experience. So
that's amazing. I have so many questions.
I think we maybe
right
need
now.
To do a road trip to Mexico.
We're going to have
Mexico City.
Well, we're going to get to your background and how on earth maybe some of your background maybe helped you get here. But tell us just how did you actually come to that idea?
Yeah.
For the very first time.
Well, it was like divine intervention. Yeah. I was a missionary for my church.
Yeah.
In northeastern Mexico, fell in love with the people, the culture, changed my life, changed my perspective on how to really treat and appreciate the humans that are in front of you, and how to, and so that has really stuck with me throughout all of my adult life. And what do I need to do and to create more humanized brand experiences and connect with people in a warm and real and meaningful way? And so, yeah, it's just evolved over the years. In my eclectic career path, I've been a nursing home administrator, which is where I really got my, you know, got my feet wet with realizing the power of this humanized brand experience to create something. No one really wants to be in a nursing home, but if we could create a positive experience in an environment that was completely atypical for great experiences, then we could change the world. And so, yeah, so then I was a founder of the first, with my co-founders, first All You Can Fly membership airline, Surf Air. And so we implemented those same principles of like, how do you elevate your brand experience as really one of your biggest competitive advantages, your biggest strength, you know, one of your core marketing tactics to get the word out there. You know, the brands that we love, they come up in conversation when we're at the dinner table, right?
Yeah.
Because we, and how do we create evangelists from all of the people that we touch, you know, with our brands? And how do we make a difference? How do we create a lasting legacy of an impact for good? So, and then naturally from nursing homes to airlines to churros and tacos, I mean, it's an obvious transition and a career trajectory. So
when was the first visit to Mexico with some either paying or voluntary
like after
leaders?
My mission? Yeah. So I did an internship in Mexico City during my undergrad studies in a public relations firm. I had my first fresh filled churros during that time. Mm-hmm. And during that same 2 months, I prepared for the first taco tour that I led my friends on at the end of my internship stay in Mexico City. And that, all of that was the foundation for everything that I'm involved in now.
I know.
So fast forward, you know, like a few years later to now. And that's everything that I'm involved in now.
I don't know why I'm honing on this idea, but where did
it's incredible.
So you just thought, do you remember the moment where you thought, oh, why don't I do a tour? Like kind of
the tour. Evolved. It was like, I'm like a maximizer, optimizer. And I knew my friends were only going to be there for four days. Mm-hmm. And Mexico City's so enormous. There has to be, you have to be really strategic with how you do the city. And not only that, I wanted to give my friends the experience, like a condensed version of my 2 months of living there. That was magic. And how do I do that? How do I strategically plan and where we're going to eat, which was that was driving most of the itinerary. And so that was really the impetus for, you know, all the other. And then I'm obsessed with it. And so I would take friends and family there all throughout the years. And about just right before COVID, I decided that this was going to be something that I wanted to really help people unlock that. It's one of my absolute favorite things to do, is to see people's mind and eyes open to what Mexico really is. Most of us here in America go to the beaches and the borders, but we don't really go to the heart of and get in and really tap into the pulse and the heartbeat and feel the warmth and beauty of Mexican culture. And so I loved unlocking that for people in Mexico City.
You just didn't want them to miss out on something you've experienced.
Absolutely.
You're just like, please come.
Yeah. And to really, what I've seen, I mean, I just got back a week ago and we saw some really amazing transformations happen just in 4 days worth of time. It was, you know, people had these aha moments of like, I can get out of my comfort zone and experience something new and feel empowered and touched by the heart and the soul of Mexico. So
your passion plus your passion, right, is making a big transformation for them. Now you've got lots of questions, right?
I honestly have way too many questions right now, because like I want to dive really deeply into that. I want to dive into you know, so your artists and churros, I think would be incredible. I also just want to know, so we'll come to that in a second, but I'm interested in, so you mentioned surf and then you mentioned, you know, what you're into now with the churros and this elevated brand experiences. So in your opportunities so far, is that something that you look for? Like as you started the churro business, like you're looking for, really, as you mentioned, kind of one of your biggest competitive advantages is that elevated brand experience. Like if you were, you know, 5 years from now looking for your next opportunity, that's, you're looking for this gap in brand experience. Is that really, would you say that's consistent?
I think that there's what I have, the evolution of all of that was that, when I first started working in the nursing home business, we took over a nursing home in the Pasadena area that was bankrupt.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any money to dedicate to any sort of marketing efforts. And so I figured that if we could create something so special and different that we could get people talking. So I started to pull and for ideas and strategies from titans that we look to that we are constantly talking about, like Trader Joe's and Chick-fil-A and, you know, like Disney, even though they're going through some rough times right now. But we look to some of these people as like, how do we create this evangelical, this ravenous fan base,
right.
You know, this cult following. And so I began to pull from all these things and created a system and structure that I saw. And we turned around our nursing home in a year's worth of time. And it was amazing. It was awesome. Mm. Our team was fantastic. We did a lot of, what I've found in this whole process is that there's a lot of little things that you can do that create magical experiences for people.
Yeah.
It's things like remembering people's names, remembering what they like, what they ordered.
The
what
talents.
Yeah, totally.
I'm thinking of the home now, but you know, carry on.
No, yeah. And just making sure that you're actually thinking about them as a human and not just an object that is transactional. Moving this mentality and changing your mindset to interaction and not just transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was this like, gosh, I saw this and then I just became completely obsessed. I knew that I already always had that in me, but then that nursing home and seeing the direct business impact and how we were able to, you know, go from bankruptcy to 4.5 million in revenue in 1 year's worth of time.
That's incredible.
But that's with our team. That's like literally it's all little things.
Mm-hmm.
It was things like, you know, giving the doctor their favorite treat when they came to do their rounds on their patients. It was calling our patients and our residents by their name and not by their room number or their bed, which is an absolute pet peeve of mine, and especially in healthcare. But it's like having a floor that was shiny. I could like shave in, you know, like having a fresh bottle of water for everyone that came in the door, looking people in the eye when you're walking down, answering every call light, no matter whether you can help them as a clinician or not, you can help and go get someone that can. So lots of little things that made a difference that then, you know, doctors wanted to send their parents to our nursing home. We became the facility of choice in the area for potential staff members, for team members. And so it was there. What I found through that process was like, gosh, this works. This idea of like treating each other. I mean, it sounds so simple and basic, but treating each other as humans really works. Imagine that.
Right.
Like, there's a human in front of me. I need to be kind and thoughtful and connect with them even for a split second. Mm. And so when we started the airline, I was like, hey, I know a system that works. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So we like implemented this and it had wild effect and amazing results with Surf Air. And then when I decided to start a churro business of all things, I'm like, I wanted to create and see the system work in a food.
Different environment.
A different industry. Yeah. And I'm like, could we create something that's magical and special that makes a difference in people's lives? And like we call it, I mean, at San Diablo, we're all about filling lives with happiness is our thing. And we want to, you know, we feel like there's always a reason to celebrate with churros. And so this is just like one of those special moments that we get a chance to connect with people in a real and meaningful way.
It feels like it's like unreasonable. You've heard the book Unreasonable, quote,
devour it. Yep.
Hospitality. Yeah. And that's what you've applied. So the basics that aren't in place, but then also the surprise and delights, the going the extra mile. What was different about applying the principles, the frameworks to your new Cheerio business?
What was different about it?
Like, what did you find that was unexpected?
So, I mean, most people, thank you, Disneyland and Costco, for basically like making the churro ubiquitous. And so everyone knows about it. Yeah. And so now we just get to tell people how good churros can be and show them. Our churros are made fresh from scratch with real ingredients. Mm. And then we make them mini. We fry them and they're little. And we... most people haven't had filled churros, so that's really one of our differentiators. And we get to fill them with happiness, is what we say. So whatever you'd like. And I didn't bring any with me right now, fresh, but I did bring you a kit.
Oh my goodness!
Because this is our new thing. So this was actually one of our COVID innovations and reimagining of our business. We typically do events, so we do fresh filled churros at events and fill them with dulce de leche, Nutella, sweet cream. Right now we have a pumpkin cheesecake because you know it's that time of year. Caramel apple and cherry. And so we cycle through seasonal flavors and just have a special secret menu as well with some spicy cinnamon sugars that go in line with our name San Diablo, which means Saint Devil or Holy Devil, you know, like the angel and the devil on your shoulder. We say they're heaven sent, wicked good. And so,
love the tagline.
So this is, so when COVID hit, we obviously didn't do events for several months and we're like, gosh, we need to, it was basically a responsibility. We felt we got to take churros to the people somehow. And so, so we created this is the at-home churro making kit. So it has everything for everything you need to make churros at home.
That's incredible.
And it's been so much fun, so fulfilling for me to see the posts on social media of people coming together with families, multi-generations, like they're all coming together, making churros, frying the churros, eating the churros, and just having, they put on their horns and halos, which come in a box as well.
How do people get one of those?
These are available online, sandiablochurros.com. And we're also on Amazon. And a lot of people are giving them as corporate gifts too.
So
it's a fun, because we'll do a virtual churro making class.
Nice.
Which is really fun. Everyone's at home with their families in their kitchens making churros together. So we just want to create memories, help people create fun experiences together that they'll always look back on. And that's what we're
talking about at the dinner table.
Everyone's all And that's what everyone's all about these days anyways, is experiences over stuff, right? We don't need more stuff. We want to create memories.
And that's why that, you know, creating happiness, this is really the heart.
This is the catalyst.
Oh my goodness. So we could have we want you back at some point and have a much longer conversation, but we need to wrap it up with our next guest outside. But I've got one question. You've got one as well.
Go for it. You can wrap it up.
Well, I was just going to ask, where did this all come from? This passion, this kind of anything from your childhood, your parents, your siblings, your friends? I don't know. Like, where did a lot of this come from?
Well, the entrepreneurial passion has always been a part of my DNA and my makeup. Like, I think that started. I saw my dad has been an entrepreneur his whole life. Started a general contracting business when I was a little kid. And I think by osmosis, I was learning that, and I've always felt like I wanted to create something special in people's lives. And I also wanted to make a difference. I wanted to have an impact. And in whatever I was doing professionally, I've always felt driven to have it be something that has some lasting positive impact on someone. And so if I could find those things that allowed me that blank whiteboard, you know, that empty space and that was one of the things that intrigued me about both the nursing home business and the airline business, is that both of those are fraught with just horrible experiences, and people dread both of them oftentimes. You know, it's like, it's just such a drag, and it can actually be really, it actually can be a really amazing experience if you create it.
You just challenge.
And if you care enough, if you as a leader care enough, I mean, we talk about Chick-fil-A often, right? Yeah. How My Pleasure, and which they got from Ritz-Carlton, which is, you know, everyone's borrowing and learning from each other, which I love. And so, you know, we talk about them. There's no secret what they do that makes them so awesome.
Yeah.
They just care about the small things.
None of their other competitors follow suit.
Yeah. It's completely visible. You experience every time you're there. Yeah.
They make it completely obvious.
Yeah.
And it's out there. It's public.
It just takes.
And yet it takes leaders that care enough to retool things, to reimagine things, to really try and create experiences that give you the results that like someone like a Chick-fil-A has, which they have, you know, their per store average revenue is more than Starbucks, Subway and McDonald's combined.
Yeah. Wow.
And they have a seventh of the time to do it in. And so you think about like it just requires us as business leaders to like really step up our game. Do we really care enough? Do we care enough to retool things and recommit to creating interactions and not transactions? Trader Joe's just announced that they're never going to have self-checkout.
There we go.
Cool, right?
Yeah, it is cool.
Amazing, because they want those interactions that make Trader Joe's so special. Whenever I talk, I ask people like, "You love Trader Joe's?" They're like, all the hands go up. Sometimes both hands. They're like, "Yeah, I love it." And I always ask, "How many grocery stores are between your house and Trader Joe's?" And like, it recently, someone was like, "There's 12, maybe even 14 between my house and." Why do you do this? It's because they care enough about that human interaction that they don't, that they're never going to do those self-checkouts. Right. I mean, I have like stories for days about Trader Joe's and examples and their flowers. And anyway,
I think before we get into the rest of the episode, we want to thank the partners and sponsors who made the Kiln Road Trip possible. The Kiln Road Trip is brought to you by Kiln. Kiln is a boutique co-working and flex office community with 13 locations in 6 states across the West, dedicated to providing innovative workspaces that empower your team to thrive. Whether you're a solo visionary or an enterprise-level team of up to 100, Kiln transcends being merely a place to work. It's a hub for learning and connecting with like-minded professionals that will make you and your team love where you work.
And if you haven't stepped foot inside a kiln yet, you really need to. On this road trip, we visited every single location, and trust us when we say, once you see these beautifully designed spaces, meet the talented team, and connect with fellow members, you won't want to work anywhere else.
Locations include Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, California, and Arizona. And they're growing too, with multiple locations set to open in 2024.
Yeah, so be sure to check out the kiln locations nearest you by booking a tour at kiln.com and answer Swell in the question, "How did you hear about us?" Once you complete the tour, you'll be entered into a competition where you could win a 1-year membership, their club membership at Kiln.
Yep, you heard that. That's kiln.com. Book a tour and be sure to mention Swell in the question, "How did you hear about us?"
The Kiln Road Trip is also brought to you by Motera Campervans, a luxury campervan rental company for iconic road trips. Their top-of-the-line vans are available at 7 locations located near America's best outdoor adventure destinations. They have consistently earned the highest customer ratings in the industry, making Motera Campervans your gateway to adventure without sacrificing on comfort or service.
That's true, and initially we wanted to take this journey in a 1960s VW bus, but thankfully we found Motera instead. With 3 van options, we took the Pop Top Classic, which sleeps 4 and is best for those who want to maximize floor space and storage. This was critical for us because it needed to sleep the entire crew, we needed space to edit, and we were traveling with large amounts of equipment, luggage, and, you know, other goodies that we picked up along the way.
And this van took us through all 3,580 miles of the trip, super comfortable and sweet to drive.
And actually, Motera offers fully planned itineraries if you'd rather leave the planning to someone someone else.
Visit gomotera.com/swell. That's gomotera.com/swell.
This episode is also brought to you by Taurus. Taurus is leading the charge in home energy storage. Taurus makes it easy to achieve energy independence and a greener tomorrow. The Taurus Station provides everything you need to generate clean power, efficiently store electricity, and easily manage your energy use.
And installing a Taurus Station offers plenty of benefits, including save money on your electricity bill.
Also, ensure energy security with backup power during outages.
Reduce carbon emissions with renewables.
You can also automate EV charging and HVAC systems with 100% renewables.
And enjoy unrivaled system monitoring and support.
If you like the sound of those benefits, get a quote to build your Taurus Station in less than 30 seconds. Super easy at Taurus.co. That's Taurus.co. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Yeah.
Got to have you back on the podcast, though.
We do for a long form interview.
We'll wrap it up.
Think about it.
Let's do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Last piece of advice, really short piece of advice for our audience that may want to create and are trying to create things that never existed before. Any advice for them?
Go for it. Just do it. Just get started. Even though you may not know exactly how it's going to take shape, just do it. Get started. Follow, there's something inside you that has caused that urge to like go toward a particular industry, go toward a particular problem that you're looking to solve. Just pursue it in whatever way that you feel like you can right now. Start, just make it happen.
Okay, I've got goosebumps now because that was
you
really...
actually do.
No, I do, because I really feel like that's what part of our journey is, and I'm trying to figure out, well, I already kind of know what I want to go toward, but yeah, keep going and go toward it.
Yeah.
Do it, and experiment. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on.
You're welcome.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Kiln Road Trip. Be sure to follow along on the rest of the journey, and you can do that in two ways. One, subscribe to the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or maybe even watching on YouTube, and follow along on all of our social media platforms, whether you're on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok, @TheSwellPod. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.